Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to the best animated shows ever, so far, with MC and Troy.
I'm Troy.
And I'm MC.
And then there's another one.
I'm Tyler.
It's Tyler. Tyler's here. Because as you all definitely know from last episode, even though MC and I haven't recorded last episode yet, time travel, we're going to talk about Attack on Titan today, and Tyler and Bill hijacked our voting process. We have a firmly established democratic system, and they just got in there and hacked the system so that all of the results that could possibly come up were Attack on Titan.
I don't know what Troy's talking about. I rolled. It came up Attack on Titan. It's fine. By me, it all worked out.
They were all Attack on Titan, though. It did it bad.
It's fine.
So Attack on Titan is also called probably something different in the anime that I swear I had pulled up once, and I don't need more, but I bet Tyler knows it.
I forgot it suddenly. It's something something Shingeki.
Ah, good old something something Shingeki. This I've is a perfect right time for a jingle. Which, again, if I'd gotten my cool audio stuff set up, I could just play the jingle and we'd hear it.
If I had my guitar, I could just play it live.
You could do a live rendition of it.
Just Google that stuff all day long. Google that person, Google that place, Google it all, cause there is no place to remember any reason, remember any why. All we do know is that we're gonna die, yeah, I'm gonna die, yeah, you're gonna die, yeah, Troy, you're gonna die.
Shingeki no Kyojin?
Yep.
Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
That's right, okay. This was a manga first and then became an anime. I didn't really dig too much into behind-the-scenes stuff. I also didn't tell Tyler that he should dig too much into behind-the-scenes stuff. But Tyler, instead, why don't you tell them why you are definitely expert authority on Attack on Titan?
Well, for this episode, I read the manga and I watched the episode with subs and dubs. So, yeah. But also, I do a podcast about Attack on Titan. Called The Coordinate, an Attack on Titan podcast. So, yeah.
I'm sorry, can I talk about the ferrets, or is that a secret?
Do you see them?
Yeah, there's one behind your left shoulder.
Which one is that? Oh, that's the bad one. You're probably going to see her, like, start pulling things off the shelf.
You're just as you're you know, reciting your bona fides there, I'm just like, what is that? Oh, it's a ferret. It's a ferret in the background. Oh, okay. So the coordinate. So far there's only one episode out as of when we're recording this, but this is going to come out on the 29th. So I'm guessing episode 2 will be out too, right?
Yep. Yeah, it's coming out like 2 days from now.
And so it's monthly, and it's having read the first one, it's totally digestible amounts of the manga. It is not
maybe.
You're worrying me now.
Okay, yeah, so we are going arc by arc.
Okay.
Because we're trying to quickly catch up to the current, because it's going to end within, like, this year.
Mm-hmm.
Next year. But, yeah, so we're going arc by arc. The first one was only 2 chapters, but the second one was 16.
Oh, my God. Dude, I was just sitting here singing your praises. I was about to be like, when you hear a monthly podcast, you think you're gonna have to read so dang much, but not with this one. You can just read a little bit and you can be caught up. All right,
it takes like 5 podcast, minutes to read a chapter.
Podcast canceled. I have to go read 16 chapters of Attack on Titan so that I can be caught up. Seriously, 16 chapters?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. All right, well, I'll get caught up. I'll get there.
The third one's short again, but
so you've read all of this. All of the manga. Have you watched the anime as well, all the way up to what's current?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So you're a fan of this coming into it. MC, what's your experience coming into Attack on Titan?
I've read one manga. It was the first, chapter. Mm-hmm. I've just read that one. I've seen all of the show up to what they've released so far on Crunchyroll.
Okay. So your like TV specific experience. I found out when I pulled up Netflix to try to watch this and then said, why isn't there dubs? And then I watched it on Hulu instead where there were dubs. But when I pulled up on Netflix, I found out that what I've seen of Attack on Titan before is actually the first three episodes. So I did our show's format like 3 years ago when I tried to watch this. And I watched the first three episodes and was like, nah, I don't think I'm going to keep watching this. So I am excited to revisit it to see if I like it more.
I know exactly why Troy noped out on it at episode three.
Is it?
It gets a bit gory there.
It's kind of gory from episode one.
Yeah. It's kind of gory about 12 seconds in when you see a weird muscle man's face peeking over a wall.
Yeah, that does happen.
It does. And the eating. But we'll get to the eating after these messages.
Podcasters Assemble! Podcasters Assemble Season 2 is a hype/rewatch podcast that's reviewing every movie in the Star Wars Skywalker saga in a countdown to the release of Episode 9. As with Season 1, where we covered all of the films in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, we want to hear from you about your favorite things in the Star Wars films. You can submit audio for just one of the movies in the Skywalker saga, or you can send in an audio file for every single one. Talk about what you love about the film, your favorite like light side moment versus dark side moment, or your favorite music cue, your favorite quote, or your favorite ship or vehicle in the movie. If you go to probablywork.com and look for Podcasters Assemble, you'll find these instructions as well as a link on where to go to submit your audio. In order to make sure we have time to edit everything, we're looking for you to submit your audio a couple days before. So the deadline for the first episode is going to be October 20th. And then it's weekly after that. So for episode 2, it's October 27th and so on from there. Again, you can find the schedule and all of this information at probablywork.com. Whether you're a podcaster, a YouTuber, a streamer, or just a fan of Star Wars, we want to hear from you. So head to probablywork.com or look up @castersassemble on Twitter and share your thoughts about Star Wars.
We've set up new ways that our listeners can interact with us. So Twitter and Instagram have been there for a while. We've got an email account. All of that's basesfcast. The email's at basesfcast@gmail.com. But now there's a Facebook page. So you can go to facebook.com/basesfcast and you can find the page for the show. And then there's also on that page, there's a button that says join group. We'll probably watch the group more than the page. To get to the group, you do have to know what one of our names are. Which if you don't at this point, I'm a little hurt. We also have a YouTube account. If you search BaseSFcast on YouTube, then you'll find the episodes. But on YouTube, I was going to say but in video format, but it's not really in video format because we don't record our faces. I guess we do record our faces. We're not putting up videos. Anyway, search BaseSFcast on YouTube. And then the final thing is, MC, you want to tell them about the voice messages?
Oh, yeah, that's right. On Anchor, you can actually go onto our podcast and it's a button. It's just a button that they can press.
It's just a button. It says send voice message.
And you click on that and you can record a little voice message for us. In fact, what we really are looking for is for people to drop in their opinion on the show that we're currently watching. And we will drop a few of those into episode 3.
Yep.
Probably right before we rank the show.
Yeah, I think that's the place to do it. It's kind of as we're wrapping up our thoughts on the show, then we can get a little bit of your thoughts on the show. And the page for that is just anchor.fm/basesfcast. Just whatever website you're on, put basesfcast at the end of it. Unless it's an adult website. Don't do that.
I mean. We're back.
We are back to talk about Attack on Titan. Oh, God, this is such a long title. Okay, we're going for it. We are back to talk about Attack on Titan, a.k.a., I've already forgotten it, Shingeki no Kyojin, episode 1 of season 1, which is called To You in 2,000 Years, The Fall of Shiganshina Part 1. Do I have to put that whole... we don't put the episode title in the episode titles. Oh, good. That would be the longest episode title on iTunes.
We just say episode 1.
Attack on Titan season 1, episode 1. That's much more manageable than To You in 2,000 Years, The Fall of Shiganshina Part 1. There are three pieces of punctuation in the title of this episode.
Yeah.
It's kind of an epic.
It is. That's true. I mean, and it is epic. So, okay. So, MC, how's this start? Or Tyler? I don't care. I just don't want to say how it starts. Because I've been talking too much. Tyler, take it.
Okay, so this starts with... There's like the... Oh, no, I'm skipping ahead. Oh, no. Okay, so we start out, we see the big old titan peeking its head over the wall, I think.
Yeah, well, right? Yeah, people. Everybody's like, what's that?
There's birds and people, and it's just like... They're all looking up at the wall where there's giant hands just creeping over the top of it.
Big, big, red, nasty, juicy hand. He's juicy. I don't know if that's just me, but the big titan looks juicy to me. Like, if you touched him, he'd be sticky.
So, that's not what I was thinking about when you said juicy. So, I was gonna talk about his butt, because, like, these titans, they have, like, real firm looking booties.
They do. I took screenshots as I watched this of things that I might use as posts about this show, and definitely one of them was just like, look at all the butts. There's so many butts. It's just a few butts.
On our next thumbnail for our next episode, there's a butt, like, front and center.
You gotta have the butts. But nothing happens there. You just see that, like, there's a big wall, and there's a big, naked, red, sticky man leaning up against the wall, and then cut to a rainy forest. Right?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, listen. The Attack on Titan logo that the scouts wear is dope. I love that logo. It's so good. There was somebody when I used to work at a call center who had a sweatshirt with that logo on it, and that was the first thing I ever knew of Attack on Titan was I was like, that logo is super cool. What is it from? And they were like, Attack on Titan. It's this cool anime. And I was like, all right, cool.
And that logo has a cool name. It's called the Wings of Freedom.
That is even cooler than it was before. So there's like, I don't know, like 40 of these folks wearing cloaks, riding horses, and they're riding up on one of the big naked men.
That's right. They haven't been named yet.
No, man. The only words we've had so far is like, and that's when we realized that our home was a pen and humanity was cattle.
I actually realized they don't actually call them by that they say them for most of the episode.
I didn't notice that.
You might be right. Well, okay. Listen, Tyler and MC, people who know this show better than I do. I have a problem with this show. I realize that we're not even through the intro yet, and I'm already derailing us.
We haven't even seen the main characters.
Why is it called Attack on Titan? What is the name of the big city? Shiganshina. It should be called Attack on Shiganshina, unless the title is a spoiler.
It is, and I can't tell you exactly what it means. I can tell you it's like kind of like a bad translation. It like more closely is like, It's referring to a specific titan as the Attack on Titan.
That's what I thought it might be. Okay, so here's the thing. That has me intrigued, because the fall of Shiganshina is just like depressing. That's just like, oh. I mean, like, this the first line of this show is, we live in a pen and humanity is cattle. Like, dang, dude.
Yeah.
This is some like nihilistic depressing stuff. Anyway, tell me about how they fight the big naked men.
So the commander there's like the cool thing about watching this again is I realized like, oh, I actually know who these characters are in this opening scene. I just thought they were random people before. But so there's two big characters. There's the commander, whose name is Keith Shaddis. I always say his name wrong. And then there's also Irwin Smith, who becomes the next commander.
Sorry, I just heard Keith Shadows, and I was like, that's Shadows. A bad, like, that's an, Keith Shadows is almost a cool name, but it's not quite there.
I thought you somehow saw the ferret licking my toe.
You don't know about the toe cams.
So Keith is like, everyone, use your ODM gear. And then they, like, start flying around like Spider-Man.
This is cool, the Spider-Man gear. I like it a lot. Reading the manga, even though I've seen these first couple episodes of the anime, I could not tell what was happening in the manga version of this. It did not read like Spider-Man to me. Like, I didn't get what was happening. And then when I watched this again, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's how this all works. They just, like, shoot spears out and swing around and stuff. It's cool.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of giant trees around, it seems, where a lot of these titans are, so...
It does have that Spider-Man problem if you come across a Titan in a field, just like Spider-Man. Not a lot you can do.
Yeah, unless... and that comes up in the manga and in the anime. Like, they always try to stay in, like, treed areas.
That makes sense. Because, you'd be out of luck. Unless you could use the Titan as a tree. Is there a part where somebody shoots their thing into a Titan and uses that to propel themselves? Yeah. Cool. I dig it. Okay. So they start zipping around. I guess they need vertical... They need the height in order to attack the Titan is why this gear is necessary. But then they also have a sword thing, which after watching this and reading the manga and watching this again, I still don't understand what's happening with the swords.
Okay, but don't you understand?
Why don't they just have a sword?
Because the Titan skin is so tough that, like, striking it once makes the sword dull. So then they, like, put it back in the sheath and pull out a new sword, essentially, a new blade.
Okay.
Also, have you ever tried cutting through bone?
No. It hasn't come up much in my day-to-day life.
I mean, it's harder to cut through bone, but, like, it does dull blades and stuff, so... If there's like a chunk taken out of it or whatever, so that blade's no good anymore.
Even then, though, like, okay, so need to have multiple swords, but it seems like their big, like, golf bag of swords is bigger than just carrying a couple swords.
They're supposed to have, like, four on each side or something, so they have like eight all up. And
okay, maybe it's more space efficient than I'm giving it credit for.
And there seems to be like some gas stuff happening there.
That's what I expected the first time I watched this. I thought that there were going to be like swords on rocket launchers, like that they would shoot the swords out of the hilts at the enemies. I thought they were sword guns, but not like in Final Fantasy VIII, like swords where the sword was the bullet. That's what I thought was going to happen, and then it didn't, and I was like, oh well, okay. That's good too, that you just got a bunch of sword blades, but wouldn't it be better if you could shoot the swords? Apparently not, just me.
I think it's all really cool, and I it's like pretty well thought out. There's only one part of it that doesn't make sense to me, and that's how the like spear hook tips like come out of the stuff. You know, like they use that to pull themselves forward, So I let them have that.
Well, it all runs through like their hands, right? So they're holding a thing that the cable goes through, so that they can control themselves.
Yeah.
Okay, I like
that. And it's got, like, this big engine that, like... Well, it's not a big engine. It's a little engine on their back that, like, pulls it back in. So...
Okay.
I mean, you can make a contraption that would spring out when it hits something. I guess. So it doesn't really make all that much sense because, like, how much weight are they pulling on those cables as well? Like, how strong is it actually? Because
they have to be pretty good cables, because they're not just pulling their weight, they're swinging weight on it, which requires even more strength.
And really, with the swords, if they shot out, you've just lost a blade.
Well, that's true.
So it's inefficient. You could probably use one of those blades on a couple of titans each.
Yeah. I don't know. I like the blades.
If you just shot it, if you just shot it, that's a waste.
I mean, it looks cool.
Unless
it's
going to go 3 or 4 of them.
It looks cool. That would be awesome. Wouldn't it look cooler if it was a gunblade?
I like the fact that it's like a box cutting knife, you know, like where it just like breaks off a new blade. You got a fresh one.
Yeah. Okay. Putting it like that makes me like it because the box cutting blades are like the coolest thing. I don't know why, but they're so satisfying.
they're so satisfying until you cut through the tip of your finger with one.
Well,
I work with one every single day.
Yeah.
How many fingers
have
you lost? MC holds up his hand. He's got like 3 fingers.
It's just a bunch of nubbins.
No, I still got all my fingers. I just got little cuts on my hands because they can get quite sharp.
Well,
and
MC,
if you're not careful.
Get good, okay?
Cut through more bones and they won't be so sharp.
I didn't get any this week. I didn't get any this week.
Last just go week, find a big naked sticky man and dull your blade on him for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Why is he so sticky?
Yeah. He does glisten a bit. It's weird.
He does. Intro credits. Traditional anime credits.
We didn't even talk about the guy like attacking the Titan.
Oh, yeah. They attack the Titan.
Yeah. So I wanted to cover this part for a couple of reasons. Because one, the line he says when he attacks it is different in every version.
Interesting.
So in the dubs, he says, "For my brothers, for humanity." In the subs, he says, I think this one's the best one, "Taste the power of humanity." Mm-hmm. And in the manga, he says, "Let's teach this thing the power of the human race." And the reason I like the "Taste the power of humanity" one is because later on, you see that guy's arm, like they give it to his mom.
Oh,
that's
that
guy.
Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He did so, taste the power of humanity.
He did.
Oh.
Oh, that, well.
Subs beat dubs there.
I do like that he does a cool spinning move when he attacks mm-hmm. that Titan. He like comes in with, I think, 2 swords out and spinning around like he's just gonna like slice and dice into him. I did not realize that was the guy whose arm they brought back. That makes that real sad because I was sitting here going like, man, that guy's cool, and now he's cool dead. So that's a bummer.
Yeah.
Intro credits. Traditionally, as we've seen with anime, the intro credits are going to show us a lot of really cool shit with a lot of really cool characters that we haven't seen yet, because animes cannot introduce you to the coolest characters in the start of episode 1. There's a rule against it somewhere.
Yeah, you don't see the coolest character for like so many episodes, I think.
It definitely shows these boys flying in the credits.
Yeah,
it shows the scouts like straight up flying in the air. Not
yeah, swinging. The end of it when you have like 100 of them and they're just like, woo.
Yeah, they just hover up above the city. That's not how they do though, unless they get some new fancy jetpacks. Okay, so now we're finally into the episode. We've been recording for 20 minutes and we can start episode 1. This is my fault. I'm sorry. Okay, episode 1. Dreaming. The boy's seeing all kinds of horrific stuff. There's blood all over. There's toys. There's a bee on somebody's eye, which is like the worst thing I've ever seen. And then his friend wakes him up and he's crying and doesn't remember why.
Yep.
Did I get all that? It's a little weird to try to summarize the show after having listened to the coordinate, because it's like exactly what happens in the coordinate. And so I've just listened to you summarize this.
Well, actually,
recently.
That part, his dream is completely different in the manga.
Okay. I did
in
not
the manga,
that
he
different.
Just sees a person that looks like maybe Mikasa. And right. She's like, "See you later, Eren." And then he's like, wakes up crying.
But, yeah. So there's the crying seems more justified in the anime version then, because he saw some creepy stuff in his dream.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of foreshadowing in that dream sequence.
That's why I hear that like, from listening to the coordinate, it sounds like this show is a good show for paying off things in a while, like a long while.
Oh yeah, like there's some shots in there I'm like, oh my god, they introduced that then? Like, it's just like a couple of frames and you're like, oh, I didn't even realize that the first time I was watching it.
So they're walking through the give me names, the boy and the girl.
Aaron and Mikasa. So this is probably the last time I'll mention difference between subs and dubs, but okay. It bothers me that the Japanese version, they call her Mikasa, but they changed it to Mikasa. Just a slight difference Mikasa. In the English version, because they didn't want it to sound like the Spanish word for my house.
Mikasa. Ah.
Yeah, I don't
know. Well, I'm going to remember what her name is now, because I'm going to think of her as my house.
Or you can do what you normally do and just start calling her my house.
Listen, MC, when you tell the people the dumb thing that I'm going to do before I do the dumb thing, it undercuts the dumbness of the dumb thing.
It's better than what Bill calls her.
Remind me what Bill calls her.
Moose Knuckle.
That's right. He does. I don't know why, but he does. So we get to see some of the place where humanity lives here. So they start out like kind of out in like farm area a little bit. There's windmills and stuff. It seems very peaceful. And then they move through a gate in the big wall and move into a much more urban environment where we see like a marketplace and stuff, much more dense housing. So you kind of get a sense of the division of areas in the city, I guess. Is this all one city? The country?
Okay. Yeah, it's all one city. It's okay. All within this one little outcropping of the wall.
So wait, is that farm area part of the outcropping too?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I thought maybe the farm area was like the interior of the main ring, and then the city, the suburbs was part of the small ring. The rings don't make sense to me yet in either the manga or the book. I know that I will understand more as I go, but I read that page, the page that Bill skipped about the rings. I read that like 3 times and I was still like, I don't get it. Something about it confuses me.
So it didn't make sense to me until recently, because I was like very confused, because Shiganshina is like outside of like the main walls. It's like this little tiny outcropping. And
the idea is to be bait, basically, right?
Yes. Yeah, so there's 4 of those on, who, like, every wall.
Who picks who gets to live in that area?
Well, like, people were encouraged to live there. They're like, you're so brave. You're saving humanity. I don't know why I talked like that, but, you
that
know.
That old chestnut.
Yeah.
So they're coming back in, and they meet some guards, and the guards are D-holes. They're the worst. And they're like, we're just drinking and playing cards because guard duty's easy. Lol. And Aaron's like, but what if the monsters attack? And they're like, dude, come on, little kid.
They you want a drink?
They haven't attacked in like 100 years. Come get drunk with us and play cards. It'll be fun. And he's like, ugh, all the fun of cattle. He's really fixated on cattle.
Yeah. I think he feels more trapped and like he's going to like just be food for these giant things.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's how he sees himself at this point in time. Like, we're closing ourselves in so these things can eat us, essentially.
We're just making it easier for them.
Yeah.
And he wants to join the scouts, we find out. Not the Boy Scouts, I hear you thinking. No, I don't know what they're called, the scouts. Which are the people...
They're just the scout corps, which is weird, because they call them, like, something slightly different in this episode, and I swear they never do that again.
They're the people who go outside and try to fight the Titans outside of the city. And most people, it seems, regard the scouts as just, like, fools. Like, what even is the point of trying to fight the Titans? Every time you try to fight the Titans, you just get your butts kicked. And that's evidenced by him seeing the scouts we saw at the beginning coming home, and they clearly got the butts kicked. They did not do a good job.
They're all bandaged up. They're all bleeding. All their uniforms are, like, tatted and stuff. It's, like,
they're really bandaged horrific in war weird stuff. Ways. Yeah. Like, a lot of people lost eyes in this fight with a Titan, and I don't know how you lose an eye fighting a Titan and don't get eaten.
And they were only fighting one Titan, so I think, like, they just weren't good with their ODM gear, so, like, someone, like, swung into trees, like, had a branch stab them in the eyes.
See? Oh! Yeah.
Oh, no!
You forgot about that. There's just branches everywhere. How you're fighting a giant, like, beast man. You're trying to avoid getting hit or eaten by this thing. You're going to run into a branch or two, I'm sure.
That's the most horrifying thought. That's terrible. My favorite injury, though, is the guy who has bandages all around his head, on the top of his head, but then also all around his mouth. And I'm like, dude, what did you do?
He bit his tongue slapping into a tree.
That's exactly what my thought was. I'm like, I think he bit his tongue. But if you did bite your tongue off, I don't know that bandaging your mouth closed would really be the best way to heal it. But he's my favorite in this scene.
So this is the scene that we talked about earlier where the arm gets handed off to the mother.
Yeah.
Why?
Why would you give her an arm? Where's my son? Where's my son? And he gives her a bundle, and there's a hand in it. And he's like, it's all that was left. These people died. It was my fault. And she's like, well, at least they died for a good reason, right? And he's like, no, they died for nothing.
Yeah, poor Keith. Like, he gets a whole backstory later.
Is it Keith?
And like
K-E-I-T-H?
Yeah.
Okay. Earlier, I thought you said it was Keet Shadows.
Keet.
And I was like, okay, that's cool, but it kind of sounds like Keith Shadows, which is just like but it actually is Keith. Okay. Anyway, sorry. Keith. He's having a bad day.
Mm-hmm. He loses his hair over this because the next time you see him, he's bald.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he just shaves his hair.
Maybe.
Next up is my favorite shot in the manga and in the episode where Aaron hits a dude on the head because he's being mean to the scouts, and Aaron like wants to get in a fight with this adult, and Mikasa like grabs him and drags him away and then throws him into a wall, and the shot of her throwing him to the wall is my favorite. It's the best.
She
really does a hurting on him,
and basically her point is like, dude, just stay out of it, just leave it alone. And
he gets like horizontal.
Yeah, no. In the manga, it's even better because in the manga, she clearly throws him like it's a Hail Mary throw, like down an alleyway, around a corner, into a wall.
Yeah, I feel like they like cut the distance in like by like four in the anime. Yeah.
So they bring their firewood. They were out collecting firewood. They bring it back home, and immediately Mikasa's like, hey, your son wants to join the scouts, isn't he a dummy? And mom is like, you dummy. And dad is like, I think that's kind of cool. Hey, when I get back from this trip I'm going on, I'm going to show you what's in the basement.
Yeah, so I like how Aaron's mom is like yelling at him, and Aaron's like, stop yelling at me. But like, all Aaron does is yell.
He yells like, all the time, much, everywhere. All the time. I noticed something here, and maybe I'm misremembering the manga, but I think what the dad says in this is like, I'll show you what I've been working on in the basement these past few weeks or something like that. Whereas in the manga version, my impression was that it wasn't that he was, it was like he had something like that he found and was keeping in the basement, not necessarily working on.
You're right. Yeah. In the anime, or at least in the dubs, he's like, I'll show you what I've been working on in the cellar. But in the subs, he's like, I'll show you what I got in the basement.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's
what you've
choices.
Got and what you've got working on feels like a difference to me. Those are two different things.
I mean, thinking about it, they both make sense.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know why they changed it. It's weird. It feels like it's more work. They could just like copy and paste, but I don't know.
Now, spoilers, this house gets destroyed. So my question is, how long is it until we see what's in the basement?
Oh, it's like third season.
Oh my.
Yeah. No, it's so far away.
And it's like end of third season. Spoiler.
That's so far away. Oh my gosh. Okay. So dad takes off because he's a doctor and he's going to go into one of the inner rings to take care of a patient or something. And then the Titan shows up?
We get, after that, Armin's getting beaten up.
Oh yeah, we got to meet the weird little boy. I like the weird little boy.
So he's getting beaten up, and then Aaron comes running down the alleyway, And all the boys are like, oh, here comes Eren, let's kick his ass again. And then they see Mikasa, and all of a sudden, they're like, it's Mikasa, let's get the hell out of here.
So I like how Armin's like getting beaten up, but he's like, I've already won, because I won't use violence. Because,
yeah, they're like, does your philosophy say you can't fight back? And he's like, yeah. Yeah, it does. And they're like,
so I win.
Oh, well, that just means we're going to punch you harder.
But yeah, so like, what's not clear in this, that is more clear in the manga, is they were arguing over, like, they were having like a debate, basically. Mm-hmm. And then they couldn't like respond with a smart answer, so they just started punching him. So yeah. He's saying he won the debate.
I got that sense. Because basically, his point is he, like Eren, is like, we're just a bunch of cattle. Wait, no, that's... he's much higher and softer.
Yeah.
We're just a bunch of cattle in here. We're trapped, and we're going to get eaten by those monsters someday. But it probably won't be today. What? And then the Titan shows up.
And that yeah. voice, I feel like you should be saying, y'all. You should be like, we're just a bunch of cattle, y'all.
that'd be more down here. We're just a bunch of cattle, y'all. We're just hanging out in here waiting for you to be eaten up by them to be a monster someday.
I tell you what.
You can tell you guys aren't from the South.
Well, I'm not actually
from the South.
Yeah, wait, Tyler is.
Yep. I'm from good old Georgia.
Tyler is. So then we cut back to the beginning of the episode because a big hand on the wall and everybody's like, that thing's got to be at least 50 meters. And this is another thing I feel like the manga did better. I think the manga established before this dude showed up that most of the Titans are like 10 meters tall. And the anime doesn't.
I think like the normal ones are like 3 meters tall.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, okay. Like 3 to 5 is like pretty typical, but like 15's about as big as they ever see.
Right, and in the anime, I don't feel like that's established at all. So when the big one showed up, I'm like, well, here it is. We've all been expecting the big one, right? And it turns out, no. Everybody's like, they can't. They're not that big. They don't do that. The sticky one's too big. Yeah. And they don't really explain that.
This is so funny hearing you both talk in meters.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I roughly understand what a meter is, even if I don't use it on a day-to-day basis. I think they're better. I wish I used meters on a day-to-day basis.
I think it's funny that in the manga, they always put like a asterisk by like in meters, and then they put like feet underneath the panel.
I mean, but that's like, nice of them to do.
I'm just used to having watched the anime first. Like, I always hear them referred to in meters, so I'm just like, I don't care about the feet.
Nice.
Well, you know who else doesn't care about the feet? The big sticky boy, because he's going to use the feet as a battering ram to kick
also,
in, and
his
probably
feet
hurts.
Look funny. He has like round feet.
They don't look so funny in the anime. The manga, they look way funnier. I was watching for his feet based on the discussion about his feet in the manga.
He's all smoky at this point.
Yeah, there's like a lightning strike before he shows up, and then and then he comes up and he's like breathing out smoke. So my headcanon is that he stood out in the fields outside of the town with just his head back and his mouth open, and then lightning struck his tongue, and that's when he decided it was time to attack.
That's exactly what happened. Oh my god.
I knew it. I called it.
Spoilers.
I do have a question about his stickiness. Uh-huh. None of the others are sticky. Is that explained too, or is he just sticky?
I mean, like, usually when you see the larger ones, they have, like, less and less skin. Okay. I don't know why, but that's just, like, a thing.
I wasn't sure if, like, we were going to find out that, like, Dr. Wily was on the other side of the world injecting them with something that made them grow, but he couldn't figure out how to get the skin to grow, so it was just the body that grew without the skin or something.
Maybe.
The manga hasn't ended yet. We'll get that Mega Man crossover one day. I don't know why I went for Dr. Wily. He does not do genetic experimentation. That was a bad
No,
pull.
He does robots.
So Dr. Robotnik. I refuse to call him Eggman.
Sorry, my dog is being annoying. Okay. So what happens?
Yeah.
The big sticky boy.
What does happen next?
He kicks a hole in the wall.
Oh, yeah, he kicks a hole in the wall. Well, he kicks a hole in the gate. That's important.
And then a lot of less sticky boys come in.
Yes.
Big boys, but not sticky boys.
And also, like, bits of, like, the gate, like, rain down on the city and crush people and houses and everything.
So much. It's so intense and gory, and there's just squished people all over.
Yeah.
And it's, oh, yeah. In both the manga and the anime, it's, like, more intense than it feels like it not that it should be. Like, it feels accurate, but it's, like, this, you don't do this on episode one of your TV show. It feels, like, too much. I mean, obviously this is a weird comparison, but it kind of feels like the genocide in episode one of Gargoyles. Like, yo, dog, this is episode one. Can you, like, pump the brakes a little bit?
You gotta save genocide for at least episode two.
Yeah, right?
You gotta build up to it.
Do we ever see a Titan wearing clothes?
No.
No?
I just saw one of their big bare feet walking by on where I have it playing back, and it just made me imagine, like, maybe that's an Attack on Titan Junior High. Like, oh man, we gotta find shoes that'll fit Billy the Titan. He wears size 312.
Yeah,
mostly, I'm trying to distract myself from what happens next because it's real sad.
You mean where Aaron discovers his mother's being trapped in the house by a falling piece of the gate?
Yeah, he's running home and he's like, mom's gonna be okay, mom's gonna be okay, everything's gonna be fine, the house is gonna be fine. And it's not fine. It's very not fine.
No. And then they try and help her get out.
Mm-hmm.
And she has to inform them that even if she gets out, she can't run because her legs are crushed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think most of the dialogue and this show is pretty good, but like, I felt like the way she tells them that, it's like kind of clunky. She's like, sweetie, listen to me. My legs are crushed. I ain't going nowhere. Like, I don't know. I just feel like someone wouldn't say, yeah, someone wouldn't be that calm if they were trapped under a building about to get eaten by a giant person.
That's possibly true.
I was completely right. They don't say Titan until the giant one shows up.
Is it? Huh.
Yeah.
That's interesting. They just, them. Although, I don't know if anybody went into the show not knowing that it was about big, giant, naked people eating people. I feel like that was pretty common knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, after the first person watched it.
Well, and I guess the opening of the show is like, here's a big, naked, sticky boy. So you kind of know what's coming, even if you did somehow come in blind.
Right.
So the captain of the guard that we know is drunk.
I don't think he's the captain.
Oh,
no, he's not. He's something of the garrison. He's just a guy.
Yeah.
He's not just a guy. He's got the cool, like, Spider-Man gear.
Yeah,
that's
everybody
at least
has that.
Plus one of just a guy. He shows up and is like, don't you worry. I'm going to take care of this. I'm going to kill this Titan real good.
Yeah, he's like, my skill set is killing titans and saving lives.
Oh, man, and I'm all out of lives. Wait, that doesn't work.
And then he goes and he looks at the titan, and it's very creepy and tall and lanky and smiling, and he's like, nope, 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 and goes and grabs the kids and gets the hell out of there, leaving the mother behind.
Yeah,
and
then, which, in his defense, like, she was yelling at him not to fight the titan.
Yeah, because she was like, just save the kids. Because if you die fighting the Titan, then nobody's around to save the kids. So just save the kids.
Yeah.
So they run away, and then the big Titan comes up, and it looks at the house, and it scoops up the mom, and it picks her up, and it snaps her neck, and then it eats her like a gusher.
Yeah, and so I don't know if this is important or not, but this is like the only time you see a Titan like kill the person before eating them. They normally just go chomping on them. So,
I mean, you don't want stuff wriggling around in there.
What's really gross is after, and he's just covered in blood.
She was super juicy, it turns out. And listen, I don't want to get into what it would actually look like if somebody was eaten whole by a 30-foot tall sticky boy, but super juicy, very gushery, juice squirting everywhere. Not even gushery. Gushers aren't juicy enough. It was like a big sloppy wet peach, and it just shot juice everywhere, including down the Titan and
across
the
tomb. Gushers aren't that juicy?
They're not. There's a very small amount of juice.
It's just like
a
little bit of sludge comes out.
Just a little bit. But
like, false advertisement. Let's sue.
they're still delicious. So I'm not going to sue them because I don't want to be banned from buying Gushers. I always assume that's what happens if you sue a company, that they somehow ban you for life from buying their products. I guess that's probably not true. But would it be hypocritical to sue Gushers but then buy Gushers? I don't know. These are the things that keep me up at night. Yay, anxiety.
I was just thinking the last episode of your podcast I listened to, MC was getting mad at you about like trying to take down corporations. So I was just trying to fire you up.
Which corporation was I taking down then?
I think all of them.
Wait, no. It was the one where I was taking down the legal, right? Because it was Gargoyles 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was where I tried to take down the legal system society in the United States. Yeah, just burn the whole thing to the ground and start over.
Wait, I can't remember what I was saying.
I went on a rant because, oh man, we're not talking about gargoyles anymore. So all the names of all the gargoyles have popped out of my head.
Did they even all have names?
Yes. Goliath was talking to the detective and was like, how do you decide what's right or wrong? And she's like, well, the people decide. And then I went on a rant about how that should be how it works, but it's not, because
we live in a society.
We live. Yeah. Well, anyway. Hopefully the people are out there right now deciding that quid pro quo is wrong. I hope that's what's happening. I've been very stressed about the world and politics lately, and it's been driving me slowly insane. It's fun. But at least we don't live in a big cage waiting to be eaten. Or do we? It's a metaphor for capitalism. Thank you for bringing a ferret into my life. Look at
she was biting me.
Look at him wiggle.
This is the most fun you can have with a ferret.
Tyler saved me by just holding a ferret up in the air. Look at him. It's so cute. Aw, look at that big stretch. Yeah. It's like ferret yoga.
They love it.
I wish y'all could see the ferret right now.
Thumbnail.
Yeah, well, I'm going to need a picture of the ferret to use as the thumbnail.
All right. Go along, Hazel. Don't bite me anymore, please.
So that's the end of episode one of Attack on Titan.
Yeah, and I've got a few questions I would like to ask you.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, so you haven't seen anything beyond the first three episodes?
Correct.
So I'm going to ask you the questions I ask Bill.
Oh, God, okay.
Because he real dumb. No, I'm kidding, but... so what do you think the title of the episode's referring to? To you 2,000 years from now?
Ooh.
Bill thinks it's Jesus.
Well, I mean, 2,000... if you're going to talk about something 2,000 years, like right now, and for the next probably 500 years, you're immediately going to jump to Jesus. Because... that was about 2,000 years ago, you know, supposedly, whatever. But my thought is that the show's going to end with them brokering a peace with the Titans, and some scientist deciding that it's going to take 2,000 years for like everything to settle, like for those two societies to truly intertwine.
It's interesting. Do you think that's my guess? That's how long it's going to take Titans to start wearing clothes? Like,
well, here's the thing. I noticed as the Titan was walking up to chow down on Aaron's mom that there did not appear to be any genitals on the Titan. So
yeah.
Not that genitals are specifically the reason to wear clothes. I just think they're kind of comfy. So maybe the way that peace will be brokered is that they're going to be having a fight with a Titan in a snowy climate, and they didn't intend to have a tight. They were camping, so they had a big tent, and then the Titan shows up and starts fighting them, and they're trying to fight back against the Titan, and there's Spider-Man all over the place, and the Titan like swipes at one of them and accidentally hits the tent, and it sends the tent flying up in the air, and then it comes down and kind of nestles on the Titan's shoulders, and the snow's falling, but then the snow just hits the tent like it's a cloak instead of falling to the ground or getting on the Titan's skin and making the Titan cold, and then the Titan's like, and they're like, that's called a cloak, and it's like, bleh. And they're like, yeah, it helps keep you warm when you're in cold climates. It's like, bleh. And then it reaches down and shakes Aaron's hand.
And this Titan looks like Tim Allen. Okay, so Other question is, what do you think's in the basement?
A Titan embryo.
Okay.
Like 100%. Like, I think that he has somehow, like, gotten a hold, not of a Titan baby, but of, like, a pre-Titan somehow. Hmm. However they spawn, whether it's, you know, like a big walnut that's got a Titan growing inside of it or something.
Well, this, like, it really makes the distinction between him saying, what do you think I've been working on in the basement? And what do you think I've got in the basement? Like,
I think he's working on it in the sense that he's trying to understand their development cycle. I think we're going to find out that Titans are humans. They're just humans that have gone through some sort of a weird mutation and that split them off into their own species. And so what he's working on is to try to, like, realign the genetic codes of Titans or something like that.
All right. We'll see. MC, what do you think about that? Because you know what's in the basement.
I don't want to say anything because I really want Troy to watch more of the show.
I might watch more of it. Now that, so the thing, I'll tell you what made me bounce off it the first time. One, I was trying to watch it with my wife because I was like, I heard about this cool show we should watch. And she was like, the hell is this? So that was one. And two is that it was only available subbed at the time. And like, I don't mind, in theory, I don't mind watching things subtitled, but I, hey, hello friends, my name's Troy. You might have noticed that sometimes I jump around on topics a lot. I have ADHD and don't take any medication for it. If you have ADHD, you should take medication for it because it makes it way better. But I don't right now. So for that reason, if I try and watch something subtitled, I will get about 3 minutes into it before I realize I have no idea what's going on because I haven't been paying attention to the subtitles.
I have the opposite effect. I feel like I pay more attention when there's subtitles because I have to pay attention. Because, like, normally I just watch something, like, I've got, like, two monitors, and I'm doing something over here and then watching something over there.
Right.
So
my wife tried to send me a cute picture of a baby pig. Not a cute picture. A cute video of a baby pig that she found on Facebook the other day. And I hit play on it, and I'm working on my computer, and I hit play. And I'm like, ooh, baby pig, da-da-da-da-da. And then I was like, what is that music that's playing? And I was like, oh, it's the baby pig video. I completely forgot I was watching a baby pig video. And it was only like 3.5 minutes long, and in 3.5 minutes, I forgot what I was doing because I was doing too many things at once. So, yeah,
well,
subtitles are tough for me.
Troy witnessed how I can be when I lived on his couch for 6 months. I will have a video game going. Uh-huh. I'll be listening to an audiobook and I'll be reading anime with subtitles on. And he's like,
that's too many things.
And Troy walked in one day and that was all going on. And he was like, do you even know what's going on? And I literally paused the anime, ran it back, said everything that happened. I then unplugged my audiobook, ran it back 30 seconds, said everything that happened in the audiobook. And I'm like, oh, and look, I just finished this mission on this game. And he was like, well, how are you doing that? I'm like, I don't know how my brain does it. It just works like that.
I do a game and a podcast, like, all the time. Like, I basically am always listening to a podcast just throughout my life, and including when playing video games. But the putting in the third thing is where I'm like, nah, that makes my brain hurt. But only
sometimes,
one thing makes my brain hurt too.
Sometimes when I'm listening to a podcast, I'm like, oh, I should listen to a podcast because I forget that I'm listening to one and it's not just voices in my head.
Yo, dog, I heard you like podcasts, so I put a podcast in your podcast so you can podcast while you podcast. That's what Munch Squad's all about. That would have been a good line to end on if I had already introduced the next episode, but I haven't. So instead, we have to come up with another dumb ending in a second here after I say that next episode is season 1, episode 2 of Attack on Titan, That Day, The Fall of Shiganshina, part 2. And now we wait for somebody to come up with a silly thing to say that ends the episode.
Tyler, do my thing.
Gross. Gross, MC. I'm not gonna do your thing.
That'll work. Okay, listen, friends. We've had a lot of fun today. We came up with a really good dumb joke to end the episode on, but we can't end it there because I forgot to tell Tyler to tell us about all his things. So, Tyler, you told us about the coordinate. Remind us when and where and all of those good things.
Okay, yeah. The coordinate is a podcast about Attack on Titan. Imagine that. And it comes out every month on the 9th. and we read an entire arc of the manga. So yeah, you gotta do some reading, but it's real cool.
If you want to follow along, I found out there are ways that you can find the manga online and follow along that way.
Yeah, you can just type in read Attack on Titan manga in Google, and it comes up with a website called, like, literally read Shingeki no Kyojin.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
So you can find it, and you can read the book, and it's good.
Sorry, I'm fighting a ferret during this.
You are.
Yeah.
What else also, do you got?
Yeah, also, just came back with my podcast, Too Young for This Hit, where I used to watch movies with friends who liked them that I hadn't seen, but now we've got Evan on there, and we're watching TV shows that one of us hasn't seen. So, yeah, first episode of that, we watched Wonder Chosen, which Evan absolutely hated, so...
It sounded that was interesting. It was a great episode to listen to. I had a lot of fun listening to you talk about it. That show sounded awful.
It's like one of those things that it's funnier to watch clips of on YouTube than the whole entire thing, because it has funny bits.
But there's some bits in Wonder Chosen, it's just terrible.
Yeah.
I feel like MC's face just
then. The cartoon with
the
duck.
MC's face just then was like Evan's mm-hmm. entire response to the show. Just like,
yeah. That was fun to try to keep that episode going, because, like, Evan was just so checked out.
So, with Wonder Chosen, it's all about the cringe, but there's good cringe, and then there's bad cringe.
Okay.
When there's bad cringe, it's, like, really bad. It's like you feel it inside your soul, like, oh.
No, thank you.
Yeah, it's terrible. But the good cringe is really good.
So yeah, come cringe with us on Too Young for This Hit.
There's
available
your tagline.
On all the podcast things.
That's so good. Come cringe with us. Available on all the podcast things and on Twitter as @2y4th.
Yep.
Is that right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Do we want to talk about Podcasters Assemble?
Yeah, hey, Podcasters Assemble is going right now. So I'll have put plugs in on previous episodes. But if you haven't heard somehow, go listen to Podcasters Assemble. It's its own podcast feed. It's a podcast where we are going to be covering every Star Wars movie in the Skywalker saga up to the release of episode 9. And it's crowdsourced. So you listener, you can be part of this podcast. So go look up Podcasters Assemble. It's @CastersAssemble on Twitter, and you'll find all the instructions to listen to the show and to be a part of the show and talk about good Star Wars things. I think that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Do we have to say something weird again?
Well, you know, I don't know where I'm going to put this in. It would feel weird to put it in after the credits, so probably? Yeah. You're both just staring at me silent. It's terrifying. Okay, episode over.
Thanks for listening to the best animated shows ever, so far. Find the show on Twitter @BaseSFCast or email us @BaseSFCast@gmail.com. That's BaseSFCast. Our intro music is Funnin' and Sunnin', and our outro music is Motivator, both by Kevin MacLeod @incompetech.com and licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license. Thanks again for listening, and tune in next time.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
@ProbablyWork for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called ProbablyWork.com.